You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Hallelujah. The title of my message is Deliverance from a Curse Through a Prophet. Deliverance from a curse through a prophet. Hallelujah. The message on curses is actually meant to make you see danger and to avoid. There are two things that I've seen, okay? I've seen that bringing up children, all right, today, there are parents who don't control children and tell them what not to do. Do you understand it? Don't do this. There's a theory that says that don't stop them. There are a group of people who feel that just allow them to explore, make mistakes. Yes, you have to make mistakes, but there should always be caution. There should be boundaries. So there are people who don't give their children boundaries. So they grow up also without boundaries. Do you understand it? The boundaries are meant to show them that this is what will happen. So sometimes you have to look at that. And I feel that that is what people, some people today, or some Christians today, want to hear. A message of only God's love and no repercussions. There are Christians who don't believe in hell. It's like it is a message not to preach. How can a loving God prepare hell for those that he loves? Meanwhile, it is true. And it is irreversible. You cannot go to hell and then be transferred to heaven. And that is what we know in the Bible. Do you understand it? So I want you to understand that these curses and the book, How to Neutralize a Curse, I believe, honestly, it's one of the things that I believe. And I want you to also believe that a curse is real. Is that real or it's not real? Then how can we describe the things we are seeing in this world? People are throwing bombs and they are reporting daily the people who have died. I mean, there's no love in that. There's something wrong somewhere. Tell somebody there's something wrong, definitely. That is bringing up all these issues. So is there the need for you to know about it so that in the future you will not create a situation that bombs will have to be thrown? Don't you think so? Yes. So that's the need for you. That's why there's a need for you to understand what curses are and why you should avoid them. I think a lot of people, a lot of Christians today just want to have a no-control life, you know, a life without controls, without brakes. All right? A car without brakes is also going to crash. Do you understand it? A car without brakes. If you sit in a car, you are traveling to a car without brakes, you're going to crash. You say no. There are people when you say, no, don't do this. This will happen. Why? It's like you are putting fear in them and they don't like it. No. You must know what will happen because something will happen. Or what do you think? I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. I'm trying to let you know that. For instance, if there's a place called hell, must you not be told that there's a place called hell? And must you not be warned that, look, if you get there, you cannot come back. And that is your end. And must you not be told this in graphic detail so that your heart will, or your heart will have a good fear for that place and rather do the right thing so that you can go to heaven. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, I want you to understand that these messages about curses in the Bible, they are real. Jesus Christ even cursed the tree. And it is either it is true or it's not true. And there are so many things that can show us today that something seemed to be happening. There are so many things happening. I believe that they point to something that we don't know of. So I want you to really receive this message with a very good heart, because I believe that it's one of the best books that our Father has written. And it's a good exposure to something you didn't know. What do you think? A good exposure to something you didn't know. So, don't get confused. There are people that confuse you. Listen, when you come to church, believe. The Bible says that, believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. When God gives you a man of God, his message and himself, they are all messages to you. The man of God is a message, and his message is also a message. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are two things. So I want you to really receive. Because there are some people who don't speak about these things. But we will speak about them. That's somebody we are speaking about them. I'm talking about them. Because they are real. Not to frighten you. By the way. Do you want to hear what I'm about to say? If you think that they are not true, why are you afraid? You didn't get what I said. If you think that these things are not true and it is just something that we are saying to frighten you, why are you also afraid? One day I heard somebody, a grown-up, who was talking about a man of God who came, says that, and he came and frightened us. I said, what? The man of God has come to pray for you. Say that he came to frighten you. And I asked the person, so you went and he prayed for us. Oh yeah, he prayed for us. Prayed for me. I said, and today you are sitting here behind his back. And you are criticizing him, saying that he came to frighten you. I was not happy at all. This was an older person. I was not happy at all. There was confusion in the house. It was not good at all. I said, don't say that. You have gone to receive the prayers. Should he, and I asked the question, so should he reverse his prayers that he prayed for you? Should he also speak and say, I take all my blessings back. And even any good thing that has happened in your life will be taken back. Will you like it? When you went down to kneel for him to pray for you, that one you enjoyed it. You have come to sit down, you are talking and he frightened you over what? Hallelujah. Yeah, so if you think that they are not true, why are you afraid? Ask your neighbor, why are you afraid? Why are you? Don't worry. Break them and then be free. Or just live your life. If you think fire doesn't burn, go and sit in the fire. Oh? That's all. Just cook. Just go and then sleep in the fire and tell the whole world that Charlie, when you sleep in the fire, you can wake up the next morning and you'll be fine. Go and sleep in it. Because what? Fire burns. Tell somebody, fire burns. Fire burns. All right. So I just want you to understand why. I believe it. I believe this strongly. It's just a message for us, it's young people. You know, you need to know the things you mustn't do, because at the end of your life, a lot of the mistakes that you have made earlier on in life, they follow you. If you don't know certain things, you step on landmines that will destroy you. One of your legs will be blown away and you will have to walk without one leg, officially without one leg. Tell somebody officially. Because officially you officially must walk without a leg, and then maybe they can arrange for you to have another type of leg, prosthesis type of leg, you know. So I want to show you some things about a curse that will be a blessing to you. Deliverance. You can be delivered through a curse, through a prophet, when you talk about curses that are working. You can be delivered. How many of you want to be delivered from something? Yes. Deliverance. Tell somebody deliverance. This morning you'll be delivered.
Amen.
Hosea chapter 12. You know, the Bible says in the verse 13, and by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Are you reading it? Please read it all. Don't look at me. You two have your Bible. You don't have a Bible. Where is your Bible? You see, You see, let me tell you something. Do you know why the Bible says write the vision? Write the vision. When you don't write certain things down yourself, it doesn't become important to you. It doesn't become a part of you. And you never pursue it. Well, it's not important. It never becomes important. It is the same thing. When you open to places in the Bible, it helps you know. The Bible is full of solutions for your life. But you don't know where the solution is. But it's in the Bible. Because you never open to it when you were told to open to Hosea chapter 12. When you just listen, you just stare and listen and watch. You don't get to see it. You must see. You must see it yourself. See it in your Bible. This is good. But you must also look at it yourself. And that's why sometimes, may I tell you, some of you, you don't need a hard copy. You don't need a phone to use your Bible. You need a real Bible. You need to get your real Bible. May I have hard copy Bibles though? But so many hard copy Bibles. They are still in my study. Sometimes I use them. Yes. Hard copy. You open. You flip. There was nothing like a phone. In this age, we have everything, but we know nothing. We have everything, but we don't know anything. In the Bible, if I tell you to open, you don't know where to open to. Open to what? Well, because you don't open. To open and read it and underline. There's something God wants to show you. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. You need to see it in your own Bible. Don't say that we don't preach from the Bible. I'm preaching from the Bible. Where is your Bible? Where is your Bible, my brother? A Christian. You don't have a Bible you refer to every now and then. There's a problem. Look at your neighbor and say, Houston, we've got a problem. Say, Houston, we've got a problem. We've got a problem. There's a big problem. You don't read it. Are you there? Yeah. So, look at this verse. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. What a blessing. By a prophet, Israel was brought out of Egypt. What is Egypt? Egypt is the place of bondage. Egypt is the place of slavery. Egypt is a place where the task masters oppress the people of God. Your oppression is in the place of Egypt. But how long were the Israelites even in Egypt? 430 years of being slaves. A slave. When you are a slave, you can't go far. You operate under the bondage of what? You are a slave under the instructions of your master. You are bought. Many people are bought by sins. They live under drugs. They are just following the desires of their flesh. They cannot control themselves in alcohol, in drugs, in gambling. Many young people can't control themselves. Church people. This week I was at a site somewhere out of town. And I went to see our church site. So there were some few church members who had come around. As I was looking and showing what to do and all that, suddenly I saw that one of the young guys had a tablet. On the tablet, they're smiling. Now, I come around, they were in church, on the church premise. And I looked. When I saw certain things displayed, I've not seen it before. I didn't know what it was. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, that is gambling. That is better. So the guy saw it and then, so they were smiling. I don't think he thought that I would get to know what was on it. But so he was trying to close the tablet. Then I said, is that not gambling, betting, whatever on you? Press the thing and then the other person was like, They knew what was happening. Church. You know, don't be surprised. The generation of today, they are so hooked onto it, like drugs. Borrowing money to do betting. Are you not a slave to betting? Have you not become a slave? You're a slave. You're a slave to something. You take money to bet. You take money. Money that is not even yours to bet. Somebody just committed suicide because of betting. Somebody. I can show you. They put a picture on my phone. Somebody. A real person, not a person, but a real person. Know who a real person is. A real person is somebody you can see and feel. You can do this. This is a person. A real person. Bondage. You can't free yourself. And many of you, you are in the same category of slavery, like the Egyptians were. Just that you are not in the real Egypt. You are in a type of Egypt. Type of Egypt. Slave to sin. Slave to all kinds of things. You can't stop it. It is killing you. You are not free. You are not free. No matter what, like, you are not free. Are you understand what I'm saying? And 400 years. How many generations that is? Can you imagine? People were born and they gave birth to their children. Their children died and left without being free. Your entire life, you are under oppression. You are building buildings and doing constructions, and you're under a strong arm to just construct and do things for your enemy. One who doesn't like you has captured you. That's how it is. Bible is full of solutions. Tell somebody the Bible is full of solutions. 430 years. Not 30 years. So some of you, you are crying wolf. A bondage can envelop you and capture you for so many years. Udiana, just 5 years. You better wake up and know that I must do something about it. Because it can. That's how long it can keep you. For so many years. You think your problem is the problem that has just... You've seen it for just 5 years. People have had problems for 430 years. Chale, tell somebody 430 years is different from your 5-year problem. So, 430. You better wake up to see what is happening. Tell somebody, wake up to see what is happening. Wake up. Wake up. For 30 years. I think they didn't know. They didn't know that they'll be giving birth as slaves. When you give birth as a slave, your child is also a slave. That's all. Your child is a slave because you give birth as a slave. And everything that comes after, you are bought. You are not free. And the Bible says that it took a prophet, a person. Hey, Charlie, we should be careful, though. I pray that you will understand this message. It took a person by a prophet. Say, by a prophet. The Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by prophet was he preserved. Your preservation can come through one person who is your prophet. One person. For 30 years, and it took one person to do this job. How many people tried? And it didn't work. But it took one person. 400. The whole of the country couldn't do anything. All of the people, there were more than 3 million of them. They couldn't free themselves. Come together to say, we are going to fight our masters and free us. They couldn't do it. One person came to free them. I see you coming out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Are you understand what I'm saying? This morning, somebody is being set free. I think it's too early for me to, because you don't want to be free. Because like, you feel it is too early to be free. Somebody is coming out of a specific problem, specific bondage and slavery. You are coming out. Today, somebody will come out. I promise you, you will come out. You will not stay in that prison again. You will come out. Today, you will come out. You know what? You say, when you are not tired, then you will stay in your problem forever. You must also be desperate that, Charlie, this word, I think that Bishop thought about, it was me. This one, that is how you come out. Because you are not desperate enough to come out. Desperation, you need to be desperate enough. You need to be desperate enough to come out of where you are. Are you going to go through that all your life? Are you going to go through that all your life? Can you imagine? So come out. I said, come out. I said, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. You must come out. Listen to this. Listen to this. Do you want to hear what I have for you? I want to read some things to you. What a blessing. Amazing. The ministry of a prophet is an amazing agency through which you can be delivered from many curses. Say an agency. Yeah, you need something. You need an agent. Yesterday I was speaking to a lawyer. She said, "Hey, I must be in court on Tuesday, otherwise my client will go to jail. You need an agent, otherwise you'll go to jail." Hey! Yes. I must be in court on when? Tuesday, otherwise my client will be put behind bars if I don't arrive. If the agent that the person, the client has taken does not arrive to speak and say something. She said, "Why? If I don't speak, I don't go to, I must be there, otherwise he'll be thrown behind bars." That's how life is. Somebody must come in and speak a word and say, "Stop it in the name of Jesus." And that is it. Through the ministry of the prophets, the political power of Egypt was unraveled. Whatever power that there be in your life will be unraveled by the power in the name of Jesus. The military might of Egypt was neutralized. The curse of bondage, struggling, and molestation by the Egyptians was broken. Whatever kind of molestation is taking place in your life, some of you are being molested by the devil. It is breaking down in the name of Jesus. You are being molested. You are being molested. You are sitting down. You are being molested. You are not breaking. If you are being molested, you don't even know that you are being molested. Left, right, center. Are you there? Israel was stuck in the mud. If you are stuck in the mud, you can't move forward. Stuck. You must not be stuck. You must not be stuck. I see you moving forward. Amen. Israel was stuck in the mud. Israel was bound in Egypt and had no freedom. You are free. Yes. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Shout, "I have my liberty." Shout it and say, "I am free."
I am free.
Whatever there is, you must be free. You must come out. Are you going to die like this? Ask your neighbor, is that how you want to die? I'm going to die like this. You are free now.
Amen.
Free now. Yes. You must believe God to be free of anything that is a bondage. What is that? It's not possible. They built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithoms, and Ramses. They were afflicted. When you are a slave, you are afflicted. You are afflicted. Whatever affliction you are going through, be delivered now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm preaching from the Bible. Preaching from the Bible. Listen to what the Bible says. So, 430 years of affliction. They afflicted them. They even gave an instruction that they should kill their children. Can you imagine? That's a type of affliction the world is seeing. You can't see. The whole of last week, laws are being made about abortion. The legality of certain abortion, like a certain 3 months or whatever, you can abort. They are trying to work in America. It's a type of law. It's a scam. So the pastor says, "I'm doing it. The law says I can do it. I have to do it so I can do it." And then you go and do it. They are on it. Last week, if those of you who are following news, the new stories, you know that is what is happening. That's the thing in America, because different states have different laws. Yeah. They are progressing. It's like it's now, maybe you go to 4 months, before you say 5 months, okay, 6 months, 7 months, so 9 months, cry, you can abort. Just before the baby comes, cry, that mother wants it. So they are making those laws. That's how it works. Affliction, they told that, kill them before. Kill them before they come. That's how it was. That's how bad it was. Will you be free in a country where they've said that all the male children that are coming, kill them? I mean, there's something wrong. Kill them. The law says that they should not come because you are not a real citizen. Now, that's what Adolf Hitler did. You know that? Adolf Hitler was killing the Jews. He said that they are not real people. They are the problem. So kill them and let us remove all of them from this world. Do you get it? Yeah. Afflict them. Finish them. They must not exist. Totally annihilate them. He built a death factory. A factory that is not making cars. He built one that makes cars, but he's built another one that kills human beings. Hey, that is Egypt. And that is Pharaoh. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. Their burdens are your burden now. Yeah, their burdens are going to be your burden. Your taxmaster's burden is your burden. You are going to work for them and earn monies for them. Are you there? Yeah. Labor for them. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithoms and Ramses. And the more they afflicted them, the more they multiply and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. Come on. Look. Do you want to know Satan? Do you want to see Satan? This is Satan. You are tired. Say you should get tired some more. Get tired. No, no. There's no return. So there are no returns for you. But you are getting tired some more. Get them tired and worn out so that they will not have any strength left to come and fight us. Because that's what will happen. Because when they grow, then they will multiply. So they had multiplied. And he realized that if he doesn't do something to afflict them, look at that. He made them serve with rigor. And the Bible says that, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage. Your life can be bitter. Your life can be bitter. Bitter life. Your life can be bitter. But from today, you are going to have a sweet life. Sweet life. Oh, I don't think you like sweet life. Sweet. Receive a sweet life, not a bitter life. Your life is full of pain. Pain and grief. Every day is painful. Painful, no happiness. There's no refreshment for your soul. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no joy. Joy. You are not free. You don't feel that you are in prison, but yet you are living a bitter life. That's how it is. People are not happy. Sometimes it shows on your face. Your face. When you go around, if people are frustrated, like the way the people are honking, especially one day I was in Accra and I took an Uber. Hey, in the morning, I think I was going to the airport. Charlie, too much tension. People are not happy. Even the taxi driver, he was driving, hey, speeding, making moves to dodge traffic. Meanwhile, there's traffic everywhere. Moves here, come out of the way. And it was not to get me to the airport on time. He needed some money. And as I was in the car, he got a call. I think they've taken him to court. He said, well, I've arranged. I've given the money, whatever. I need some money to give, whatever. Then he explained to me. He explained to me in the car. It's like, I need to. Yeah, so this money, I'll be able to make some money and pay this. Hey, tell it. Bitterness. Bitter. So you realize that the reason why he's shouting is not because the person has made any mistake. Oh. He's experiencing bitterness, so he has to vomit on you. Ah! You are coming out of a bitter life. A bitter life. I said, by a prophet. Listen to me. By a prophet. By a prophet. Israel was delivered. Listen to me. Receive your deliverance. By a prophet. They were delivered. They were brought. They were receive it. They were brought out. And today you are also coming out of your bondage in the name of Jesus. By a prophet. But you are coming out of the bondage of a bitter life. Bitter life. Hallelujah. In mortar and in bricks, and all manner of service in the field, and all their service wherein they made them serve with rigor. Exodus chapter 1, verse 11. They made them serve with rigor. Serve with rigor. They served them. That's why you get to know that there's a difference between you and then the other people. They're all in the same Egypt. But you see the Egyptians were enjoying. That's why people who travel, if you travel, you see that there's a difference in the country. You can travel abroad, but you can see the difference in the service, you know, people who are living there, and then, you know, immigrants who have come, especially black people. They're serving, but the whites are enjoying coolly. Because that's their country. That's their country. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you want to make money. Hello? Are you understand what I'm saying? Lift your hands and receive your freedom. Receive your, come out of any bondage. Come out now. Come out of any bitter life. Come out. I said you are coming out. Yes. Believe it. Oh. Believe it. This is how you come out. This is how you're going to be free. Yes. This is how you're going to come out. You must come out. You cannot continue like this. So tell two people around you, I can't continue like this. You can't continue like this. You cannot continue like this. You must not continue like this. Come on. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. In this church, there's liberty. You are free today in the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You must be free. You can't continue like this. You can't continue like this. You must break certain chains of bondage and afflictions ought to be broken. Yes, broken, and today it's broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. I want to give you one of the examples of a curse. You know, that was avoided because there was a prophet. Look at this great prophet, Moses, by one man. You know, so that's why, as a church, we believe that Bishop Dyke Ward Mills is our prophet. All right? He's our prophet as a church. He's our father and our prophet. And by one man, do you understand it? So many things have happened. And that is what we see. There's a pattern in the Bible. Many people don't like it. They don't like it. They don't like it that you see a person and you say, oh, that's our prophet. What? Is this pain in your skin? Why? Sister, brother, why is this pain in your skin? Because the Bible says by a prophet. And we also say by him, by a man. That's all. That's a pattern we choose. There are so many patterns in the Bible. And we choose this pattern by a prophet. Yes, he has led many, led churches, led crusades, led books, led buildings, led conferences by a prophet. That's the truth. Whether you like it or not. Tell somebody whether you like it or not. Yes. Look at the pattern and see it. They spoke against the prophet. This prophet that I'm talking about today spoke against him. Why are human beings not able to see? Why? Can you not see that even this great prophet was able to bring the Israel, more than 3 million people out of a 430-year-old bondage? They spoke against him. They murmured against him. Spoke against him. A man with such power. There's something about that man. Tell somebody, there's something about a man. That man, that's a prophet. There's something about him. You better be careful. You better be careful. You better be careful. You see him as a man, then you start criticizing. Watch it. This person, for your life, there's something wrong. If you joke, you see that something bad is happening to you. Hallelujah. Let me read this to you and then we move. Are you there? The curse of poisonous water. The curse of barren lands. The curse of unfruitful and the curse of poverty was broken by the ministry of the prophet. Let me read to you. A prophet is a powerful agent for the deliverance of all kinds of curses. Read your Bible and believe in the powerful ministry of a prophet. You can be delivered from the curses by the prophet, by the ministry of a prophet. And the man of the city said unto Elisha, listen to this. And the man of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth. But the water is not, and the ground is barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And the Bible says that, and he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, and they shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of the prophet which he spake. Be there. First Kings. Ah. Bitter waters. Poisonous. The poison of your life. You see, you cannot be logical throughout your life. Oh, what is the science behind it? I don't understand the science behind it. You tell me the science behind this. Today's generation, you don't know much, but you are saying much. Everybody is commenting about things that they don't even know about. You've not achieved anything in your life. Non-achievers are talking. You know, let me give you an example. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something. You don't have a long time to stay here on earth. If you want to make meaning of your life, try and follow people who have been able to achieve something. The Christians. It will help you. So the Bible says that he that companies with the wise shall be wise. Okay, so you need the company of a wise person. A wise person is a person who has achieved. Because they said about Jesus Christ, he said, what kind of wisdom is this? That so many mighty works are wrought. So a wise hand does so many things. You want to achieve and do something great, always listen to people who have been able to do things. They've been able to build churches. Not people who are talking churches. Listen to me. Then you can quickly advance. Otherwise, you just end your life as a talker and achieve nothing. That is an advice I will give you. What kind of science is in here? What kind of logic is in here? But a prophet spoke, and that is what happened. That's what I can tell you. And that's what I'm preaching to you. He spoke. Bring this, a prophet. If you think about this prophet, do you think that we are talking about some academics that, some academic exercise that he carried about? You know of any school he attended? You have any school that he attended? Because we know him that when he was found, he was plowing the field. Do you get it? Listen to this. He says that. He said. He didn't say go and do a research. He said, bring me a new cruise and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the water. He cast the salt in there and said, the prophet will speak and say things to you. Say things. That's why when you come to church, there are things. You see, there are things that people don't know. You need a blessing. You need something to be spoken. You need somebody to speak into your life that will keep you and take the poison out of your life. You need that authority figure, that person to say something positive and to take away something that is working, something negative, poisonous, barrenness, you know, wilderness. It must be taken out of your life by the words of a prophet. This was done through the words of a prophet. He said, do this, do that. That's it. You believe it, that's it. Yeah. You believe it, that's it. It will work. Hallelujah. Are you there? May you receive healing and sweetness. Healing. Poisonous things are taken out. Yeah. That's why, you see, that is why. Let me just wrap up. 2 minutes. That is why we teach in this church. You must do things that will make your man of God happy, so that he will speak things in your life. It's not, I tell you, you can talk about somebody who has abused this. It doesn't mean that it is not true. The saying is true. The Bible is true. And a man of God can bring about the healing of bitterness and barrenness to a place. The Bible says that to today, the water does not kill people. No longer. Anything that is dying in your life, I speak into your life and I say that it's reversed in the name of Jesus. I see a reversal. Amen. I see a reversal. Whatever is dead in your life and is dying, I speak and I say that there's a reversal. There's a reversal. There's a reversal. There's a reversal. Yeah, it's a reversal in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. By a prophet. Israel came out of bondage. That's what the Bible says. Hosea chapter 12. By a prophet was it? By a prophet. It didn't say by the council of prophets or by the council of elders, by the men of God and by the elders or what? By a prophet. Listen to me. Let us have a proper respect for the person that God has blessed us. Okay? May I think that we are so blessed in this church to have a father who is operating in the office of a prophet. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says that, and when he ascended on high, you know, verse 11 and 12, talks about, and he gave some apostles and some prophets. But in the verse 8 of Ephesians 4, the Bible says that, he says that when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Who are these gifts? The prophets. The pastors, go to 11. The prophets, the apostles, the prophets, the gifts. So the man that God has given to us, the prophet God has given to us, the father God has given to us, is a gift. If God wants to bless you, he'll give you a gift. And the gift is a man. If you listen to the man, if you hear him, you do well. Yes. Listen to him. Listen to him. Whatever he says, just do it. Listen to him. your life will never be the same again. Be blessed today. Be delivered. Hallelujah. As we continue listening, look, the church has come this far. The church has come from the place of no church building to church buildings by the ministry of a prophet, by the leadership of the prophet. Yes, but the leadership of the prophet. So many good things that are happening. There are hospitals today. We have hospitals and so many other things that are happening today by the ministry of a prophet. I believe that the nation Ghana is blessed because we had a prophet called Bishop Dagiwad Mills. Ghana is blessed. Is Ghana not blessed? From countries, he goes from country to countries preaching, and he's from Ghana. Ghana is blessed with schools, with church buildings, with pastors, a lot of pastors, with a Bible school, with so many things. So many people have come to Ghana because of him and come to see Ghana and have come to know Ghana. Hallelujah. What a blessing. May you be delivered as you believe the words of the prophet. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, stand to your feet. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We say thank you. Lift your hands and just pray. And say, Father, I thank you. Thank God. Thank God. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we say thank you for this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everybody said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.